Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find him at Metro Weather, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And hello to you there, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. How's everything going? Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a pretty good weekend. Can't complain. Nice start to the week yesterday, and now we expect hot weather for the next couple of days.
Yeah, looks that way. This is, you know, your kind of weather, but just keep in mind, Marshall, I always tell you this, keep in mind, payback is a bear.
It happens, but that payback happens in wintertime.
That's correct. And this time it could be even more exaggerated than you would ever like.
You're talking about wintertime.
That is correct.
Well, I would think, well, summertime, I mean, we go 3 days where we have unbelievably hot weather. Then all of a sudden it gets down in the 50s at night. We have days where you have maybe 2 10-minute periods of rain and you get 2 inches of rain. In those 10 minutes. I mean, it's been that way this summer.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know if you remember me telling you last week, I think it was on Friday, I told you that my only concern for the past weekend was cloud cover on Saturday. And you saw what happened.
Yeah.
There was plenty of cloud cover. And that was a problem. And I also think that this weekend, that will be a problem. Because I know a lot of people are thinking along the lines like, oh, this is, the final weekend, you know, beaches and stuff, you know, sunning and the whole bit. Well, that could be a problem with fronts very nearby. I don't see rainmakers for the weekend, but one model does. And that model is called the Euro. And that model, I was looking at the maps yesterday and I'm looking at them today. They are insisting that there will be some rain from time to time over much of the Labor Day weekend. Much of it. Not just one day. All 3 days. And they're insisting on it. I know why they're doing it. You know, they have a very light easterly wind over us coming in off the ocean. And that's what they're playing. They don't say it's, you know, any significant wetness, but still dreary. We shall see if that works out. In the meantime, hazy, hot, humid, mid-90s today, mid-70s tonight, 95 to 100 Wednesday. Thursday, a front comes in, partly cloudy, humid, chance of a thunderstorm, low 90s. Then on Friday, there could still be a shower or two. We'll only be in the 70s. And I'm pretty confident that we'll be in the 70s Saturday to start the Labor Day weekend. And that would be with cloud cover.
Well, so it looks like we're going to get the 3 days in the 90s to qualify a heat wave.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah, this is definitely going to be a bona fide heat wave. In fact, a bona fide July heat wave as opposed to an August one. Also, we've seen some very strong signs in the Atlantic Basin now. Things are changing. There's a pretty good development train off the African coast, and over the next 1 to 2 weeks, we are expecting the Atlantic to finally awake.
Fire up.
Yes. So you have all these things. Isn't that nice?
So we could be seeing some hurricane activity.
Oh, yeah. Tropical storm and hurricane activity. And no doubt about that. And that about wraps it up. So next couple of days, just, you know, sweltering heat and humidity. To the likes like you would see in July as opposed to a Labor Day weekend. There's been a lot of Labor Day weekends that have been hot that I can remember. There's also been Labor Day weekends that have been very cool. But this one looks to me like it'll be right in the middle, and we'll see whether you get tons of sun or tons of clouds. So we have a couple of days to work on that. And that is it. Was at the lake Saturday and Sunday. Came back Sunday because I knew that yesterday was going to be miserable. I wasn't going to be caught up there with no AC. And not a bad day yesterday for Pat. I was able to sleep till 8 o'clock in the morning, which is a very unusual for me. And I did not have anybody ringing doorbells or stuff like that. So it was a very leisure day. It was the first Monday that I could say of a trainer Monday that I was taking off that has worked out the way it should work out and be very relaxing.
Now, did you get your movie all started yet?
Well, the movie has started, and we didn't do any shooting over the weekend, but I was running around over the weekend doing a couple of things. I solidified a different place for the dinner dance next year, so I got that done. Then I went to the realtor and see if he can get us a house for a Sunday afternoon. He's going to let me know, so I don't have a definite on that. But I did secure a deli to do a couple of scenes in up the road, so that was secure. And now this weekend we will start shooting some scenes. We're going to shoot some of the water scenes when we want to do that while the lake is still warm. So that's the only reason that we're doing it on Labor Day weekend, because you know as well as I do, Marshall, the weather could change quickly.
Yep.
In September.
And you don't want to be off like you were, was it last year or the year before, freezing your rear ends off? When was that?
That was not last year. I think it was 2 years ago.
Two years ago,
we were doing trick or treat. We were freezing, absolutely freezing. Yep.
Well, you don't want that to happen.
No, not at all. So that's why we'll start very slowly this weekend. They're not complicated acts at all, or scenes, I should say.
All right.
The little boy, he's walking along the ledge. He falls into the lake. He can't swim. And Rob jumps in to save him. So that should be relatively easy.
Remember, no children were harmed in the filming of this motion picture.
That is correct. That is correct. Well, we make sure we found a boy that could swim real well. So
you got to put that at the end of the film. No animals or children
right.
were harmed.
No animals or children were harmed in this movie.
In the film,
right?
This movie.
Only humans.
That's right. Well, this weekend on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, once again we're going to have our NPR gals, Maddie and Liz and stuff, and we're going to be at Lime Rock Park Vintage Weekend, and we're going to have a bargain barn booth with vintage clothing. They're going to have vintage hat contests all weekend long, and we're going to try to raise funds. Lime Rock is going to try to help us raise funds for Tri-State Public Communications by having a booth there, and this is one of the biggest weekends of the year. There's 20-some thousand people come, so it should be a lot of fun and hopefully raise us a ton of cash.
Well, that's good.
That's why we need decent weather.
Yeah, I don't see it, you know, being any kind of a rain out. But I do see it to be cooler. You know, you're not going to be in the near 90.
Well,
that's for sure.
That's fine.
And it just maybe on the cloudy side.
No, I think we can live with that. I think we can
live
with that.
Unless, of course, the Euro's right and, you know, we get the drizzle and the light rain and stuff like that. But let's see how the Euro does. Today is Tuesday, and a lot could change. But in the meantime, everything else is relatively quiet. What's happening this week here?
Not much.
Not much. I have the AC people coming down to take one of those ductless units that was in the bedroom and bring it downstairs to the den, which is bigger and only has one vent. So it doesn't get as cool down there. So they're going to be moving that on Thursday, and that is it. I'm not leaving until Saturday, and then I'll be back on Monday. Not Sunday, but I'll be back on Monday.
You'll be on the air Monday?
No. I mean, I'll be back from the lake on Monday. Usually I come back from the lake on Sunday, but this coming weekend we have the shooting to do, so I'll be shooting up until Monday morning and then packing the car and coming back Monday afternoon. So this weekend is definitely not going to be a, quote, relaxing weekend. No doubt about it.
Well, I'm sure that you'll find some way to relax. You know, aren't you still doing yoga?
That's on Thursday.
Yeah, so you can relax when you do yoga, right?
Well, that's on Thursday. It's got nothing to do with the weekend.
Because when I'm not shooting
on the weekend.
Yeah, but can't you practice it at home and at the lake?
Oh, yeah, yes, I could if I have the time. But I don't really see the time because when I'm not shooting, I'm going to be at the studio preparing the sets. So, you know, it's not like this is MGM, you know, and you press the button and, you know, and 10 guys appear. and they start building sets for you and helping you with this, that, and everything. It's me, me, and me. That's the trio.
Piano, Pagano, and Pagano.
You got it.
3P Production Company. There you
Sometimes
go.
I'm better off, Marshall.
There you go, Pat. You should name it. You know, and I can see the logo now. PP Productions. Pat Pagano Productions.
We did have a company many years ago called PMP Productions. It stood for Pagano and Pollock, which was my partner back then when we did the entertainment stuff, the caravan, and we went around with bands and dancers. We called it PMP Productions. Yep.
3P Productions, Pat Pagano Productions. There you go.
Yeah. Yep. As they say, folks, jack of all trades, master of none.
That's right. The story of my life. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Marshall. You take care.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.